Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Now remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, believes that the scheming Jan Metsos, foreign minister of the isolated Balkan country of Montenegro, has arranged the disappearance of Nicholas Karowitz, formerly the crown prince. And in the streets of Lubova, Bob and Betty Regent have been told that Nicholas has been taken to the strange Mountain of the Scimitar by Esteban's gypsy bandits. Meanwhile, in the forbidding medieval castle where they are living, Dorothy hears someone moving about behind the locked door of the old portrait gallery. She unlocks it and goes in, finding only darkness and silence. The others, returning from the town, discover Dorothy at the far end of the long gallery, standing before the portrait of a beautiful woman in the dress of the 16th century. Chandu, the magician.
Must be the first princess.
Princess?
The wife of the man who built the castle.
Why, she's lovely. I don't believe she'd poison anybody.
Poison anybody? Who said she did?
I read it in that book, The History of the Castle. You saw it. They said she poisoned the first Prince Yvonne.
She looks almost Egyptian.
She was, or something like that. Prince Yvonne brought her home from a crusade.
I wonder.
Frank, what on earth's the matter with you?
The entrance to that room may be right here.
What room? Oh, not the one we saw that night in the crystal where Dimitri...
Exactly. Oh. The altar of black magic. And if that's where Nicholas is...
Oh, Frank, we told you the gypsies...
I don't believe Nicholas is in the mountains, Bob. I think he's right here in this castle.
What do you mean?
Oh, I hope not.
Why not?
It would be just like Mr. Metsos, though. To have Nicholas discovered here and blame the whole thing on you.
You mean so he'd have an excuse to send Uncle Frank out of the country?
Yes, I do.
Metzos wants me here. I told you that, Dot. Hold your candles up, all of you.
You can't believe anything he says.
Well, I know Metzos is in trouble with his chief, whoever he is, because... Look, Dot. There it is.
What?
In the background of the portrait. It's not the usual velvet hangings or a garden. It's the faint outline of a tower.
See it? Like the towers in the walls of this castle.
That's what it is. And this room must open into one of them.
Well, what makes you think that?
And that's why the picture was painted.
Huh?
So that anyone who knew the secret could find the way in.
It wasn't on that plan of the castle, Uncle Frank.
I'd like to know what excuse the princess made, sitting for her portrait in this corner. It was cold and the light was bad. No wonder the artist caught that half smile.
What on earth are you talking about?
An Egyptian princess. Beautiful. and evil, who knew the black history of this place before she came here, before the castle was built.
Oh, Uncle Frank, don't!
And whose husband never knew why she chose to be painted here, with one hand stretched out to show others the way to... Bob, take this candle. I know now.
What, for Pete's sake?
The way in. Here, where her fingertips touch the corner of the wall in the picture.
A stairway. Oh, Frank.
Brother.
Oh, how cold it is.
Oh, don't go down there, Frank, please.
I must. The rest of you go back and leave me here.
Do you really think Nicky's down there?
Oh, let me have your candles. I'll need them all.
Oh, there must be someone else down there, too. I heard someone in here.
I'll go with you, Uncle Frank.
No, Bob. Go back downstairs, all of you.
Come on, Bob. You're not going with him.
And don't go outside until I come back. What did you mean?
I meant you couldn't have brought me here. Or did you?
You know I didn't. Has Dmitri been here?
Yes, for a few moments, I think. But he... I don't think he brought me here in the first place.
Don't you know?
No. My father and I were out walking in the garden. I think it was last night, just after dinner.
It must have been.
A servant came and called him in, and then something was thrown over my head, and I was pushed through the hedge and into a cart. And the next thing I knew, I was in a room underground, like this.
Not this room?
No. Dmitri opened the door. Mr. Chandler, where are we?
In the cellars of the castle. And I understand the drumbeat now.
You mean you can hear it too?
Yes.
Mr. Chandler...
Don't ask questions, Nicholas. What did Dmitri say?
Why... It's ridiculous, but I can't remember. I must have dreamed he was here.
I doubt it. Dmitri was surprised when he found you, wasn't he?
I don't know. Mr. Chandler, I couldn't have been brought up to the castle without being seen.
You could have been kept in the woods until late at night. Drugged, too, by the way you react. And there's only one man who could get away with a thing like that.
Jan Mitsos.
That's right.
But why should he?
He's planning to lay the blame on Dmitri. So we'll have an excuse to send him out of the country.
Why, he and Dmitri are very good friends.
No longer. I'm going to tell you something, Nicholas. And if Metzos had known this, he'd have thought a long time before he brought Dmitri into this country.
I invited him here myself.
Metzos planned it all. Your acquaintance with Dmitri, everything.
Are you sure?
Very. This won't be pleasant, Nicholas. But you'll have to see it.
I don't understand, Mr. Chandler.
You will. Now, this candle's burning down. I'll have to light another. There. Now, look into the candle flame.
Is this to be a demonstration of sorcery?
Not sorcery. Look into the flame.
What is that drum?
You won't hear it long. Voices of the drums of doom. Be still.
Mr. Chandler, there's an icy wind from somewhere.
Don't turn away, Nicholas. Look into the flame.
It's like a picture.
You will see it, and you will know.
Why, it's Count Stepan's apartment in Paris. There's Dmitri.
Standing over the body of Count Stepan.
Dmitri's laughing.
Keep your eyes on the picture in the flame.
Is this what really happened the night Stepan died?
See for yourself.
He has something clenched tight in his hand. No one ever spoke of that. What is it?
You will see when Dmitri takes it from him.
An icon?
No. A small figure of the priestess Oriunda, the ancient priestess of black magic.
Black magic? No! Why? It's gone. The picture. Why, I can't believe it.
It's true. I'm going to send you home now, in the way I sent you to Kashmir from Tibet.
Good heavens.
In a few seconds, you'll find yourself in your own room. Let someone find you there, and say you haven't been away.
My father knows I have. And Metzos must have made a pretense of looking for me.
If you stick to your story, he can't prove it isn't so without giving himself away. And I wish you'd arrange for me to meet your father as soon as possible.
I'll be glad to.
Informally, you understand. Metzos mustn't suspect me.
You could come to dinner. Your family, too, of course. We'd like it very much. And Metzos knows I've been planning to ask you. Even our friends must be approved.
I know. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
Just be still. And remember, don't speak of this again. Nicholas, Prince of Montebania, you are even now in your own home. Now, let's see what Jan Metzos will make of that.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen. You place a penny on a table. Cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Then utter the magic word, so-coot. Now remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.